The Queen of Soul has passed away. Aretha Franklin died today at the age of 76.
I want to be free to fly away and sing.
It's impossible to overstate the impact that Franklin had on American music. All you have to do is listen to her voice to understand why she was such a legend.
Chain, chain, chain. Chain, chain, chain. Chain, chain, chain. Chain, chain, chain.
In recent years, Franklin didn't tour much, but still pulled off some unforgettable performances. She performed My Country, Tis of Thee at President Obama's 2009 inauguration, and in 2015, she played You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman at the Kennedy Center Honors.
Looking out.
Here to discuss Franklin's life and legacy is Daphne Brooks, a professor of African American Studies at Yale University. Professor Brooks, we really appreciate you being here with us.
I wish that we weren't having this conversation, but thank you.
Well, we are, unfortunately, and I guess we could probably start with, you know, when you think about Aretha Franklin, does anything come up for you specifically? Is there some song or memory or feeling that you're dealing with right now?
Oh, God, it's all feeling. She was a master of feeling. She was the one who was able to convey the inner life worlds of Black folks and a new level of complexity that the pop world had never seen or heard. My favorite and most beloved performance of hers that I hold so dear to my heart is her extraordinary, exquisite cover of Bridge Over Troubled Water. But it's all feeling. I mean, she was, you know, a virtuoso who was able to use her, you know, her vocal gifts to convey and compress a whole range of feelings that the modern world really demanded and needed. She was the site for this kind of cathartic reckoning with ourselves at, you know, the height of the civil rights and Black power movements, the dawn of the feminist movements. I could go on and on. She's a national treasure.
You mentioned feminist movement and the civil rights movement, and I can't think of those two things without thinking about, I think the song we're all thinking about is Respect, which really, I feel like, became an anthem for both civil rights and women's rights in many ways. A little bit about how Aretha was involved in that civil rights movement in the 1960s.
Well, of course, she was the daughter of the great C.L. Franklin in Detroit. So she was a PK, a preacher's kid, who really developed her chops in the church, as all of our, you know, great African-American musicians of the 20th century, you know, have that legacy as well. And C.L. Franklin, of course, was deeply tied and connected to King's movement. So she grew up in a household, you know, that had these social political luminaries, but also gospel and pop luminaries who were drawn to Reverend Franklin. You know, everyone from her idol, Dinah Washington, to, you know, local grassroots activists. She was extraordinary in that sense, in the ways that she was able to kind of absorb, you know, all of that social and political energy, all of that kind of aspirational vision, and turn it into sound.
And also, you know, talking about the song Respect, when that song was actually written by Otis Redding.
It was, yes.
But Aretha did a little bit of, she put her own touch on it. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, long before American Idol, she was, you know, the artist who made the song her own. So, and Otis Redding, you know, may he rest, was incredibly generous in saying, this woman has taken this song and turned it into, you know, her own anthem, her own will to power. So, you know, we now understand it to be her signature song, but originally it was Otis's.
There's, of course, another song that comes to mind. It's a cover song of Carole King's You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. What do you think made her version of that song so distinctive?
Oh my goodness. You know, if Black feminism has a soundtrack, it's bound up in that song, which is also, you know, a beautiful testimony to the cross-racial, you know, interracial coalition building of soul music itself. We understand soul music to be, you know, expressive of African-American vernacular culture in there. There were some wonderful allies who were involved in the production of that music, like Carole King. But, I it was really a moment in which we were able to hear a kind of deep embodied maturity of Black womanhood. But Natural Woman was, you know, just a masterpiece in terms of allowing us to really, you know, be called upon to reckon with the preciousness of Black women's humanity. All of that is bound up in that song.
Daphne Brooks, a professor of African American studies at Yale. Professor Brooks, thank you. And I think we're going to end this segment with some classic Aretha.
Thank you. When you're feeling real low, here's a great truth you should remember and know, that you're gifted and black. You got your soul intact. Oh, and that's a fact. When you're young, gifted and black. Oh, it's a mighty sweet thing. Yes, it is.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.